Oh. Hello there. I have to start the song over. I thought it was recording. Welcome to Hickory King Podcast. I'm your host, writer Michael Anthony King. I was told that name sounds cool by people. By a dude whose name is Amon Amadeus. He said that my name was cool. And I was like, fuck yeah. You got a cool last name too, brother. We are hanging out fresh. It's season 3, episode 2. Welcome to 8-8-2026. We are hanging out on a Saturday. We got work in a few hours. And then we got to come home from work. And guess what we're doing tomorrow? Working the same time and getting out at the same time. We are hanging out fresh. It's good times, good vibes, moving around. I'm sliding through Daytona and it's peaceful. I'm sliding through Tampa and it smells. It smells, it's, you know, kind of the same vibe, but one smells like rotting fish and the other one don't. If you were to tell me, I would have thought more higher of the situation. Ooh, my appointment is scheduled for tomorrow, the next day. I will be donating the blood plasma on my 7th visit. And then on my 8th visit, I would have accrued $100 from going to the plasma place. Yeah, I like that place. Plus, there's a goth girl there that I think is into me, maybe? She works at the blood counter, and we'd be talking sometimes. She's like, you remembered my name? And I'm like, yeah? Is that wrong?
Is it bad to remember someone's name?
I mean, I've only sat in at this thing and have you tell me your name. And then talk about music and TV and shit. Frankly, lots of cool stickers on her car. I was driving by from Kissimmee and I saw this fucking car loaded up of stickers from bands and TV and movie and nerd shit. I pull up because I'm in left lane and it's the bloody goth girl. Very cool. I don't know. I think I can do pretty much anything I want because I have been doing pretty much anything I want and enjoying it. Silly by rule, if you don't try to get into pissing someone else off, you can do what you want. I got my brother tell me all the time, dude, your lights in your car, you're not allowed to have ones in the rear. I'm like, that's news to me. I was told you could get them in entirety. I'll look up the law. I'll look it up. Can you have interior? Can you have interior lights in your car in Florida? Yes, you can legally have and use interior lights. The idea that it is legal with your dome light or widespread myth is often told by parents to reduce night glare and distractions. There's no ban at all. Not that using a strict color like red or blue is illegal. I live by the motto that my LED kit by X-Sprite doesn't flash blue and red. It flashes a 7-color spectrum and to music. And I have the flux capacitor in my center console. So that lights up too, and there's like 10 settings on that, and that allows me to really get down. I found out by the kaleidoscope playing now in the station. Hayoki King's been working on finishing his Tainted Town Music album, Dismemories Offered Rot. But that's a big deal because I never got to finish it before. So these are like the concepts. Now that I'm back to myself, I guess that I could manifest them into shape in. If that makes sense. I'd be flying around, they say. Man, I'm a wild guy. I like to play video games sometimes. Sometimes I like to go to the beach, even in poor weather. I don't mind having ice cream when it's cold out. I still think it's fun. Plus, it will warm you up. I'm a fan of getting one large single slice of pizza versus a small pizza, or you know what I mean? I like electronic music, but I don't like rave music. I mean, I guess I like rave music, but I don't like the concept of a rave. I don't like the concept of the people there. I've been the one musical, well, two. You guys are, oh yeah, I just remembered. You guys are my second show. Hell yeah. You guys are my second show, technically. Don't you understand? I destroy villains! I can see with my omni-eye into the minds of other people through the windows of their soul. And the thing inside of me that smirks like a bad guy, that thing has the ability to parasitically infect them with some of my energy and then symbiotically take some of their energy, and then I kind of like hive mind them, but only in a telepathic set, so I could like come up with the words at the perfect time that they're saying them to fuck with them. It's like, you're in my mind. And I'm like, yes, I just tell them I am in your head, aren't I? I leave quite the impression. Did you know I once showed up? And they said, hey, it's that guy. Guess where that was? The Biden campaign in Concord, New Hampshire. I just showed up. I was asked people, yo, who's going to be here? This is a really important person. Like, you can't fucking tell me? How important are they? It's the vice president of 2008 to 2012. All right. Why couldn't you just say that? Or his name, Biden, whatever his name is. I pull up to places, man. I pull up because that's what the scene is. The other day in Old Town in Florida, in Kissimmee, I saw the dude that plays Johnny from Karate Kid, and I watched all five seasons. Cobra Kai. Yeah, well, I saw Johnny. He was there with his family. Very cool. I like to go to the Old Town because they got the shops. Last time I went there, I got my fucking car towed. No bueno, puppy, I say to myself. Because I'm going in, I'm getting my phone fixed. I'm going there to get, you know, they say it's a 3-hour wait. I should have just fucking, there's paid parking supposedly. God, I'm gonna have to ask next time. This is not a reveling event. I'd like to go to a beautiful place with you. but I'm dead inside. The only living thing is my body, but my movement is calculated like a bird, like a hunter. This apex predator moves through the water like a salmon, but he can also like swim like Sora does in Kingdom Hearts. That's cool. And I can long stroke. And then I guess I can backstroke. I can't side stroke. Can't side stroke. But I haven't really tried. But I don't find side stroking necessary. Why would I need to do that? That's slower than using both of your legs in sequence or both of your arms and legs in sequence. I haven't been to the pool in a while. The pool in my buddy's apartment, he's on vacation. He goes to his apartment complex and open it up with his code. And they have a saltwater pool there that changes color. And it also is heated and has little fountains that flow into the pool. And I'm like, this is cool. I like this place. This is happening. But it's like 80, it's in the 80s down here now, the 80s and maybe just touching 90. So you can tell that spooky time's coming and it's going to be 86 degrees at night or during the day. And then at night, it's going to be like 64, maybe 70, 72 degrees at night. Kind of muggy. Wetness on your fingertips, but nothing too much to fret about. I like autumn. Autumn in Orlando is better than winter in Orlando, in my opinion. It's the springtime's okay. It just feels like it goes in the summer. The winter, we get spring where all the other seasonal states get winter. So it's like we don't have to worry about snow. It just gets cold. And then it gets nice again. Very cool. I should go to Celebration. I should go to Celebration and I should go to the Po' Boy shop and get a Po' Boy sandwich. And then I shall walk across all of the nice forest trails there that are go through the old orange mangroves. It's a place that I used to ride my bicycle. And I would ride my bicycle there. Can I get a bicycle thing for my car? It's stupid. But I'm gonna look. Can you put a bike rack? The world is empty now. It will never be the same again. Yes, you can put all your clothes in the basket. Matter into the trunk. That's garbage in the trunk mountain. Trunk mounted. $169 to put my bicycle. I don't. You see, if I get a boat, because I want to get like a canoe. Can you put a canoe? Can you put a canoe on a Nissan Sentra? So I can have the canoe one on the top, and it looks like the trunk one. I'd be able to put the trunk one on it. Mm.
And canoe. It's safely mount a canoe and a trunk bike rack at the same time. A roof rack system's tribute weight. A trunk. Oh, I see. With both a trunk mounted bike rack and a roof rack for a canoe.
If you go to the military commissary, you can get a canoe there for like $229. I thought I saw last time I was there. And I don't like the idea of kayaking. I understand it's better exercise. Ooh, oh, and that feels really good doing that motion. But a canoe, it just feels more peaceful. Plus, there's less of a chance of a shark, an alligator, or crocodile going after me if I have a larger frame vessel. And hard plastic is better, but a canoe looks like a giant predator animal that's bigger than the alligator, so it stays away from it. They're opportunistic hunters, but they won't go after something that doesn't seem like a good opportunity. They'll even eat fucking vegetables and shit and fruit. But crocodiles just like, they only eat meat. So crocodiles are a little bit different than gators. They have a more impressive metabolism than a gator. Gators are like more new than crocodiles. Crocodiles are the ancient ones. They're basically like water dragons. And they also have like earth powers. And that's, you know, crocodiles are cool. Gators are mainly water, just water animals. But, you know, gators don't have as tough of scales as crocs do. So there's that as well. One's like a dinosaur Godzilla thing. And the other one's like a giant wet lizard with sharp teeth and an extended jaw. I don't need to go out, but I feel it would be good to go out. Because I don't have to leave until... If I go to work, let's look at the map. Work. It says it's 37 minutes away. So if I leave at 10. No, if I leave at 12, I'm absolutely fine. No! If I leave at 11, I'm fine. There's no way that 37 minutes would turn into an hour anytime. Anytime. Ugh. I have to go on an adventure to get some small things that I need for the shop. Maybe some armor. Yeah, some Armorall wipes or just this gel for the car. Because sometimes there's spots that I need to get out of the windshield that I don't think I can get out any other way. Plus, it gives it a nice shine and prevents more stuff from sticking. And there's some crap that I need here, like dish pods. I definitely need dish pods. Dish pods. Clorox wipes. Fluorescent. Fuck. Fabric softener. I don't know what I was trying to say there. I need some fucking shit. Oh, yeah. Did I say that? I saw my buddies play in Tampa, Shuffle. I saw some different music. It was fun. Different.
Yeah, I think I said it at the beginning. There's different kinds of genres, different kinds of feels. And the place, the venue there, the Shuffle, sells a mighty fine medium hamburger with kind of almost like sweet, spicy, seasoned tater tots. And they came out basically falling apart like hash browns. Very delicious. Very delicious. If I ever go there again, which I probably will, I'm going to put that on my maps right now. Shuffle. Add that to the likes. I don't want to save the route. I want to... Shuffle. Would you be interested in some music managerial? I know the vast majority of publishing authority, music rights associations, and by using just generic mainstream music distribution services, I can help you make the best out of your royalties, your mechanical and publishing royalties. I can explain the process of how they go on. It's self-explanatory. I know music. I know stuff about it. I make it. I can... If you start making, like, $1,000 on a gig, give me, like, $50. Something to fill up the gas tank and maybe buy a snack or something. I don't know. I would say $100 a month. $100 a month sounds nice. It says for touring expenses, if you were to tour with people, it says that $100 is the recommended daily. But if I did $50, you know, I don't need to be eating so much shit while I'm out touring. What I could do is put 15 in the tank and then maybe have myself a nice steak dinner with sauteed vegetables someplace that sells more than just carrots and fucking celery, you know, more than that. The whole fucking, you know, zucchini, summer squash, peppers, the onions, the whole thing. And steak, preferably with chimichurri. Maybe I should go to Paradiso 37. I used to work there, but I don't think it matters. Everybody that looks like they used to work there looks like they work someplace else now. It's fun working in those restaurants. Definitely is. Fun working in those restaurants. Making the food. Everybody's kind of like hyper and wild. But not a lot of them do really... really that cool, I'd say. Some of them are pretty fucking square. Very square. Makes me upset. Makes me want to not really communicate with them. It's this Little Wind by Dave Morgan. Winging it out. I fucked up my back. Because I'm old. Ow! 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 I'm gonna stretch. Ugh. I was on a rollerboard the other day, too, cracking my spine back. And they heard it from, like, across the room. It was like, come here. God, I've been getting hit by cars like a grizzly bear and surviving that shit. And I just, like, what the fuck? What the fuck did you do that for? You're supposed to stop at the stop sign. Especially for pedestrians. No hablo inglés. And then she fucking goes off.
But like, I don't fucking care, but like, what the fuck? You don't even say, are you okay? I know you know English, lady. You have a nurse outfit on. That means that you work in a place where you need to speak English. God, man. And I fucked up my leg, too. I was doing some kung fu, kung pao moves in my bedroom. And I was doing good until I slammed my, like, I wouldn't even say, yeah, the middle of my knee against my bedpost so fucking hard that it bled and left a lump. And it's getting better now, but it's still just tender. I should make some fucking meat. I should make some meat, and that will save me. And I can go buy some meat so I don't have to thaw it. That's a good option. Hello, I've wounded my body, and I need to acquire delicious food to satiate it. And then I will... I already showered and shaved, so then I can just switch into my uniform. What a positive day in nature. A positive day in nature. I tell him, I say, my ability to charm people is based entirely on the fact that I try to enjoy the time with them. Whether it's in person or in a group, I'm attentive to people. I'm attentive to them because I went to school for psychology. And also, I'm empathetic because I've gone through bad things that made me question a lot. So I like to hear someone out because sometimes I know that personally we need that. We fucking need that. Oh, my manager said they had to speak to me, but I'm at all times. I let out one fuck while talking to some cool people, but oh no, I said one shit. I said I let out one shit instead of saying stuff, but I hope it's not that. And I'm over the top. I'm over the top of energy and rambunctious, but it's all in good nature there, so I'm not doing nothing wrong, I say. If I scare a guest by being overly nice, like fucking Tom Cruise, you tell me to tone down my light, my charm that makes me alive, manager, that's on them for being so dull and so shaded that my light burned their fucking eyeballs. Still got to put on some deodorant. I like to smell like a tree. And then maybe a little cologne. I need to get more patchouli. I need to get more patchouli. I need to put more patchouli. I love, love. I tell her, I say, babe, don't you understand? I'm from another fucking galaxy. I'm a dead guy that had stuff happen. And then he's back to life, but he's like not him. He's technically like a carbon copy spiritually pressed inside of him that has been repressed many times, constantly. And now it's a focused will before it might just fucking die again. But who knows? We're going to prevent that. Best we fucking can. We got... The solid will, 50 in savings. That matters. And we got holy shit. There's no money in my card. I put $100 statement balance. Payment to. Current balance, 456. What happens if I pay $50 to it? Okay. We're gonna do another 50 in there just because we want to not get in trouble. I guess I overdrew my fucking account. We're going to make this one just 50.